I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Weeks away from the fifth anniversary of the Orissa attacks in India, just 12 people have been sentenced. By the time the dust settled on the attacks, Christians had been purged from over 400 villages. And yet, Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
what we've seen is that they continue to show the love of Christ to their neighbors who once attacked them. They continue to display the love of Jesus, and in many ways that's open doors.
As evidenced by a steady growth in partner requests for materials and evangelistic training, a buck makes a huge difference. Would you consider coming alongside? Our website has more. Meanwhile, a woman who barely survived an honor killing went public with her story. Sat7 Arab featured her on television when they talked about women in the Muslim world who are killed because they shamed their family. The woman hid her identity, but she shared how a married man got her pregnant. After her family found out, they hired a hitman to kill her. She barely escaped and fled to a different country. Her life was changed when she found freedom in Christ's love. And Sunday is Father's Day in the United States. Do you know what you're getting, dear old dad? India Partners Donna Glass has a suggestion.
Instead of providing another bottle of cologne or another tie to a dad, how about a hygiene kit for a prisoner who couldn't afford it?
In Mumbai's overcrowded prisons, disease spreads twice as quick without proper hygiene. One way an India Partners cohort shows Christ's love is by caring for the inmates' physical needs. Can you help spread the gospel in this simple way? Well, there's a link at our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's giving away a free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.